103 Jams, Kansas City's number one for hip-hop and R&B. On the phone with me right now is Michelle Norris, who's here to talk to us about Corey's Network, an event that's happening this weekend. Michelle, how's everything going with you today?
We are doing great here at Corey's Network. How are you today?
I am doing good. Every year, we usually talk about what's going on with Corey's Network. For those who are not familiar with what you do and the network, please tell us about it.
Corey's Network is named for our son that was murdered in 2013. It's an advocacy program for surviving victims of homicide. We help people get connected with counseling. We help them understand the investigation and the court process. We help them navigate the media, and we also help pay for funerals. And so far, we have helped pay for over 350.
Wow.
We also run a grief to relief program, which is a seminar that teaches people how to deal with different groups in the area, how to deal with reporters, investigators, and enforcement, which that means like the court process, and then, of course, how to move forward. So we help individuals with that as well. And Corey's Network is also responsible for identifying over 680 unsolved homicides since 1970.
Michelle, where do you get the strength to help those who are in need during this time? I know it's been hard for you to go through that, losing your son. Where do you find the strength to help others?
I find my strength, I believe, in number one, knowing that I'm continuing Corey's legacy. Number two, in being able to help people and help them grow and be able to live through the worst day of their life and still be a productive part of society. It also comes through watching others become empowered through what we do and what we teach.
Yeah, so I understand we have an event happening this Saturday, if I'm correct. Please tell us about this event.
This event is in Kansas City, Kansas. We're going to be handing out flyers for unsolved homicides. I know that we've printed out over 300 flyers, and then each flyer has got two different homicide victims. Mm. And they're all from that side of the state. I mean, that side of the state line, that is. And what happens is our different families in our group get together and say, we want to do a handout of flyers, and we'll stop at a particular thing. I believe we're on Rainbow this week, Rainbow and 43rd. And what we'll be doing is at the stoplight, when people stop there, we will walk up to cars and hand them flyers if they're willing to accept them. The last flyer handout we did, about 700 flyers total. Okay. Between different families that were there that handed out their own case information, as well as us handing out the information from that particular area.
All right. And what time will you be doing this, Michelle?
We will be doing this at noon tomorrow, Saturday, the 25th of March.
If they want more information on what you're doing, if they want to be involved in what you're doing, how can they do that?
Well, there's two ways, Chris. And number one, you can contact us via our hotline, and it is a 24-hour hotline. And that number is 816-834-9161. Or the other way that you can do that is you can go to coreysnetwork.org, and on there you can fill out one of our contact information surveys, and it'll automatically be sent to Corey's Network. And then what'll happen is we'll be able to contact you based on what you're interested in doing with us. If you need our services, we would prefer you do it at what we call a CNI, Corey's Network Incorporated, of course, CNI referral. And on that, it's going to ask you about the crime, when it happened, and information on how to contact you, et cetera, and we'll be able to contact you directly. And then, of course, if you want to do it the social networking way, you can find us on Twitter, you can find us on Instagram, and you can find us at Corey's Network Incorporated on Facebook.
All right, Michelle, I appreciate your time. Thank you very much. Wishing you much success with the mission, and hopefully we get some more homicides solved for those who are going through it right now. Thank you for your time, Michelle.
Thank you very much for having me.